Verse 16, we've seen that we have received his fullness.
那16节我们看见我们从他那里丰满的恩典里我们都领受了。
And now he introduces another subject, which is the law.
然后接着呢到17节他就引入了另外一个话题律法了。
Verse 17, for the law was given through Moses.
17节说呢律法本是借着摩西传的。
Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
So we have these, we see there is a contrast here between law and grace.
那17节给出了一个对比关于律法和恩典的对比。
The children of Israel had been given God's law.
那以色列的孩子们呢以色列人从神呢是领受了律法的。
God had given in the Ten Commandments, he'd given his requirements.
那上帝给了以色列人他的要求尤其是十诫。
The law is truth.
律法就是真理了。
We can't break those laws.
那我们不能违反这些律法。
If we do, there are eternal consequences.
那如果我们违反了律法呢在永恒里总是有一些结局的有些结果的。
We see this illustrated in nature, the things that God has made.
然后我们也能从上帝所造之物里面看见这样的情形。
God has made all of nature, all of creation, God has made it subject to certain laws.
因为我们看见上帝所造的一切东西呢都是服在一定的规律和这个规矩里面的。
For example, the law of gravity.
比方说呢重力的规律。
What happens when you break the law of gravity?
那你违反重力的规律会怎么样呢？
Usually with, depending on how badly you break the law of gravity, depends upon the...
那这取决于你多大程度违反这个规律才会造成什么样的结果啊。
But if you break God's spiritual laws, it's the same every time.
那你违反神的属灵的律也是一样的道理。
We don't just sin a little bit and die.
那我们并不是说犯一点点罪就死了。
The wages of any sin is death.
而是罪的一切的工价罪的一切的代价哈就是真的是死亡。
And so as we looked at this morning, sin is really setting the I, me, above God. Sin is setting myself above God.
就是罪是会让我们把自己放在神之上。
But in the Ten Commandments, God is showing us how in detail, what that sin is.
那是十诫呢，告诉我们这样的罪是什么样，细节是什么样，我们是怎么样进到罪里去。
And so, in God setting forth His perfect and complete righteous will, He has. That's what He's done in the law. He's told us exactly what He wants us to do and not to do.
所以在律法里呢，上帝详细的告诉我们什么该做，什么不该做。
But the problem is with the law, is it can only tell you when you've gone wrong. It can't help you to do what is right.
但是律法的问题呢，它只能告诉你当出错了的时候是怎么回事，但是它不能帮助你怎么做对。
There's no power in the law to help us fulfill the law.
所以从律法本身是没有那样的能力帮助我们去行这个律法的。
As a matter of fact, the scripture says that when the law is imposed upon us, that there's something within the human heart that says, I don't want to do that.
所以圣经告诉我们呢当这个律法加在我们身上的时候我们的心里呢就会有一个声音我不想这么干。
Now, most of you have had children or have seen children. There's a stage in the growth of a child where they begin to outwardly assert their independency.
然后我们都有孩子的就知道啊，在他的成长过程当中会有这么一段时间，他要开始寻求他的独立，寻求他的主张。
Usually before the age of two.
从两岁以前开始。
And the first indication of that is when they say no.
那第一个表达就是他说不啊。
Or maybe Chinese children are perfect. I don't know. They don't say that.
是不是中国孩子会好一点？
They say no. The little ones, this is what they're saying. It's because you tell them to do something, they say no. That comes from, that isn't something you taught them, is it?
就像你告诉他一点什么事情啊，他的天然反应就是不。其实不，这不是你教他的，这就他从里面出来的。我就是不干。
Now you can't teach that out. You can't train that out of a child.
你这个不是你教他的，不是你训练他出来的状态。
You can train them to overcome that impulse, but you can't remove it from them.
你能够训练他呢，去把这样里面的冲动，说不的冲动啊，去克服。但是你不能够拿掉这样的冲动，他的冲动永远都是在的。
That's sin within the nature.
因为这个我们的犯罪的本性是在我们里面的。
And believe me, when I was two, I still have that in me, that same two-year-old in there, says that wants to say no.
所以我这样的心啊，就我两岁的时候就那个想说的那个不的这个心，我今天还有啊。还在里面。
And so,
yes. 你还记得你两岁的事情啊
I put it in a way that, in a silly way so that we can remember. So, that sin dwelling within us, and it's the old nature that the law provokes. It provokes us to go against the law.
所以这里面就重要的点了 maybe I explain it more. 所以我们里面原来有那个老我的本性，那个本性就是说不的。我听到命令的第一反应就是不。我只能被训练呢让自己能够克服这个冲动说不。但是我不能做到我里面那个不的声音没有。所以律法是像什么呢，它本来是好的，但是律法多了以后呢，每样的律法加在我身上的时候，就会引诱我说更多的不。我只有一个律法的时候，我说一个不；我有一百个律法的时候，我每次都想说不。所以律法它对人的作用，其实是引发了我们里面那个犯罪的本性，去反抗这个律法，去犯罪。所以不是律法不对。是我们这个里面的犯罪的本性不对。这一段其实是在罗马书讲得很清楚。这是罗马书讲到律法和罪的关系时候讲得非常清楚。Maybe I can, yeah, I read some. 我帮大家读一段罗马书哈。罗马书的对，罗马书的七章十三节。Yeah, I just think about this verse. Romans 7:13.
Yeah.
Romans 7. 罗马书的七章的十三节。对，他说，从十一节开始哈。Maybe I read from 11 to 13.
Sure.
Yeah. 从十一节我帮大家读哈，就是因为罪趁着机会。就借着诫命就是律法引诱我并且杀了我。这样看来律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁公义良善的。既然如此，那良善的是叫我死吗？断乎不是。所以不是律法叫我们死的，叫我死的乃是罪。罪就是他刚才讲的我们里面想说不的那颗心呢。对，但罪借着良善的叫我死，就更显出是罪。 那罪因为律法，因为诫命显出是恶极了。哎，这个逻辑讲得非常清楚。
Read verse 17 too, because you see, a person is born again.
Yeah.
They have the new nature, but the old nature may work.
Okay. Yeah. 好，我们再读一下十七节。长老建议我们再读一下罗马书七章十七节往下。他说：“既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。所以一个重生的人呢，就的确那个老我里面的罪呢，他会常常过来搅扰我们的。然后十八节说呢，我也知道在我里头，就是在我肉体之中是没有良善的，因为我们重生是灵里面的重生啊，所以立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
So you can see that when the law is imposed on the old sinful nature, it resists God's law.
对，所以当这个律法呢，善良圣洁的律法放到我们人身上的时候，我们里面那个犯罪的本性就天然的要去反抗它，抵挡它。
So the old nature is against God.
因为我们天然人的从亚当的来犯罪以后的那个本性是抵挡神的。
And so that, what's required then is when a person,Or let me back up. When a person receives Christ, God doesn't change that old nature.
所以，当一个人接受基督的时候，发生了什么呢？上帝并不是去改变了你的那个老我。
He doesn't improve our natures.
他也不是提升了我们的老我。
The old nature is corrupt.And it was corrupt before I was 2 years old. And it'll be corrupt if I live to be 102.
因为我们的老我已经彻底败坏了。他在我两岁前就彻底败坏了。哪怕我活到102岁他还是败坏的。
So God doesn't try to, renovate or to improve the old nature. Instead, he gives us a new nature.
所以上帝不是去改良去提升我们的老我，他要重造，他给了我们一个新的生命。
The old nature is spiritually dead.
所以我们的老我是在属灵里面已经死了。
But he gives us a new nature.
他给了我们新的生命，新我。
With his spirit within us.
这个新我是他的圣灵在我们里面生出来的。
And that, the two natures then are always fighting.One another.
所以，这就是为什么两个声音经常会打架。
Now, how does God deal with that old nature?
那上帝怎么来处理那个老我的生命呢？
When Jesus died on the cross, he died to sin once. And so that in dying,When we believe, we died with him. The old nature died with Christ.
所以当耶稣替我们死在十字架上付代价的时候呢，他为了罪一次死了然后复活。所以每一个信靠他的人都是在这个上面跟他连接的。我们在我们的老我里死了。这就是受洗的意思。在水里就预表着死。然后跟他复活是得着新的生命。那个老我最后是要死的。
And so God has condemned sin in the flesh, we read.
所以上帝已经在我们的这个肉体里的那个罪呢，上帝已经定罪了。
And we are to account ourselves to be dead to sin, the old nature, but alive to God in the new nature.
所以我们在我们的老我里面所犯的罪呢，是需要付代价，那个已经定了死罪了。但是，上帝给了借着我们的信，在基督里给了我们新生命，是能够存到永远的。
And, If you turn to, Ephesians chapter 5, I believe.
Ephesians 5章，他正在找，所以我还没有讲。 verse 22 of chapter 4, 4章22节，以弗所书4章22节，以弗所书4章22节是342页。
Now again,
From 22 to 24.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. 22到24节，我帮大家读。就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Now in verse 22 it says, with regard to your former way of life, and it says, put off your old self. Literally it's the old man. Your Chinese will probably say
old man. Yeah, old man.
And that's what it literally, so we have, the scripture pictures the old nature that we inherited from Adam as the old man, referring to Adam, our father. Right?
所以这里22节我们原文其实是旧人的意思，那旧人是从哪里来？就是从亚当里来的，这就是我们在有犯罪本性的那个人。So
that was the old man that was corrupt.
那是一个败坏堕落的人。
And you apply the law to the old man and they will resist.
然后你把这个律法呢放在这个旧人上面呢，他是一定会说不的。
The law says that we are the city. In the city, the traffic, the speed limit is 50 kilometers an hour within the city.
我们都知道这个城市的大部分路上的限速是50公里每小时吧。
Right? Except in a school zone, it goes down to 30 kilometers an hour.
那有的时候到边上有学校的时候呢，它就会降到30。
But nobody goes 30 kilometers an hour. Through a school zone, they're all going 40 and 50 kilometers. Except on one occasion. When police are there. Then they all go 30.
但是呢，我们都知道这个没有人他真的是按照30公里每小时穿过这个学校区域的，都是跑40或者50啊。但除非有一种情况他会啊，因为边上有个警察，他就会跑30。
The only reason the old man doesn't sin is because of the consequences.
那旧人唯一的原因他不犯罪只有一个，就是他害怕那个惩罚。
But if the old man can get away with it, he'll do whatever he wants.
那只要这个旧人能够知道那个能够远离惩罚，他就什么事都敢干。
See the old man. We know it's a crime to murder. Now, I don't think we have any murderers here today.
我们都知道这个杀人是犯罪啊，我也不相信我们今天做的有杀人犯。The
reason we don't murder is because of the consequences.
那我们不杀人的原因是我们不能承担那个后果。Right?
But I want to look at it in a different way, that every one of us is murderers. Oh, really? Every one of us. Because the Lord Jesus said, you have heard that said in the law that you shall not murder. But I say to you, if you are angry at your brother without a reason, you have committed murder in your hearts, which in the sight of God is murder.
所以我们今天呢，我们都知道杀人是犯罪，但是如果我说呢，我们在座都是杀人犯呢，大家肯定就不会同意。但是呢，有一天耶稣在教导的时候跟他们门徒讲呢，你们都知道十诫里面讲不能杀人，但是呢，如果你们无故的向弟兄生气啊，骂他啊，骂弟兄是拉加和摩利啊，就是傻瓜和笨蛋，你们就是杀人了，你们在心里就是杀人了，在神的眼里呢，这就是杀人。And so,
what does God say? The only remedy for the old man is death.
这就是上帝说唯一的医治方法，对这个旧人啊，就是什么，让他死了。And
so we are to account ourselves to be dead with Christ when When he died, our old man died.
所以我们是要在耶稣基督在十字架上的死上先跟他连接啊，他替我们的罪死了，我们的老我也要死了。
Well, then, you know, death isn't the end here because we have a new life in Christ.
但是我们知道死并不是一个结局啊，我们有新在神里面，我们得着了新的生命，因为耶稣复活了。
We are dead to the law, dead to sin, but alive to Christ.
但是我们是像罪是死了，
so、goes,
像律法是死了，我们像什么？
So,
向着上帝活了。
So he said in verse 22, and I'll just change the reading there to match the Chinese and I think the literal meaning. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off the old man, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your minds.
22节和23节，大家可以自己读一下，就是
And to put on the new man,
穿上新人,
created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
就像人照着神的形象，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So we were told to put off the old man, take off the old man, just like you take off a coat, put a dirty coat.
所以我们讲脱掉这个旧人啊，就像什么？就像一件衣服，一项脏的衣服。你把它脱下来扔掉。
And put on the new man, put on a new clothing.
然后就把新的衣服穿起来，干净的、圣洁的衣服穿起来。
Because this new nature has been created by God, especially for you.
因为这样的新的我呢，是在神里面照着神的形象样式造。
He says in true righteousness and holiness.
是有真正的真理的圣洁和仁义。
And the thought might be there that there is a type of righteousness and holiness that appeals to the old nature.
这里其实对比的一个可能呢，有真理的仁义和圣洁，就是说在旧我里面、老我里面呢，它还是有一种它的仁义和圣洁的。
See, the old nature sometimes is very religious.
所以我们的旧人其实常常会非常宗教化的。
Think of the greatest opposers of the Lord Jesus. They were all religious people.
所以你可以想象，在当时一直反对耶稣基督的那些人，其实都是宗教领袖。
And they crucified the Lord of Life.
然后他们把这个生命的主啊钉死了。
And what is the biggest problem, often in the world is religious persecution, religious wars.
所以在地上常常碰到的最大的麻烦之一就是。就是是宗教的迫害和宗教的征战。
The old man can be very religious.
所以旧我旧人会非常非常的这个宗教化。
And they believe that they're doing the right thing.
而且他们一直认为他们做的事情是对的。
But it isn't true righteousness. It's not true holiness.
但可惜的是，那真的不是那真正的仁义和圣洁。
We read here that the new man.Is created in true righteousness.
所以我们这里读到，这个新人才是在真的仁义和圣洁里重新造的。
And true holiness. That righteousness and holiness that was exhibited in the life of the Lord Jesus when He was manifested here on earth.
但这样的仁义和圣洁是耶稣基督在地上，道成肉身的时候完全展现出来。
That righteousness which He lived before the eye of God in perfection.
这样的仁义和圣洁啊，这样的圣洁是在神眼里看为完美的。
So, if we go back then to verse 17 of the chapter,
回到约翰福音一章十七节
，we read that the law. It was given through Moses.
我们读到呢，这里律法是借着摩西传的。
Moses was an intermediary.
So,
Moses the law didn't come from Moses. Moses received it from angels. We read in. God gave it to the angels, who gave it to Moses, who gave it to the children of Israel.
所以这里，想表达就是这个是个传的概念，啊，下面是来的，传的就是这个东西不是摩西自己的， 是上帝给了摩西，摩西在一下一下往下传，就像一样东西，它是一代一代传下来的。
But here we read that grace and truth, they didn't come through any intermediaries at all. They came directly from God Himself.
所以摩西是一个中间人呢，他是传的，但是呢，恩典和真理呢，是耶稣基督是直接来的，他就是给恩典真理的那一位。
Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, exhibited here on earth for everyone to see.
然后再显明给地上一切的人，今天每一个人都能看见。
So there was a distinction there, that grace and truth, instead of just being written on tables of stone as precepts with laws to be obeyed, instead what we have in grace and truth, we have the embodiment of grace and truth. We have the very demonstration in a life.Of those principles of grace and truth.
所以律法，所以恩典和真理啊，它不是一个，像摩西十诫那样写在石板上，然后呢，让大家去遵守一代一代给下来，而是呢，它是借着一个人，耶稣基督，他完全的表明出来，律法和那个恩典和真理就是从他的生命和他的一切当中表达出来的。
Those grace and truth that came directly from God.
所以恩典和真理是直接从上帝那里来的。
It came personally from God.
是从上帝很个人的方式给出来的。
And it was displayed in a bodily form, so we can understand.
然后是以一个有形的地上的这个形态来表达出来，身体来表达出来。So you just want to highlight the through and the from, right?
Yeah. Do you want to do that?
Yeah. 所以他刚才想表达的意思就是，这个传的和来的是有本质区别的。传的就是外面的东西，来的是里面的东西。家里的东西，比如说杯子，父亲的遗产，杯子是可以传的。父亲的爱只有他自己表达的，是从他里面来的。他不能说我把爱传给你，你一代代传下去，就是他的，从他来的，但他可以把遗产一个个传下去。
So you can see how we could ask ourselves, how could God make His message to us any clearer? Is there any possible way?
所以，上帝怎么样能让他的信息哈？表达得更清楚呢？有没有更好的方法
？So, because now the Lord Jesus, he at that when he came into the world, though he was in one small country, never went outside of that small country except on one occasion, just near the border. He was limited to just the Jewish people, one kind of people.In a very short time of 3.5 years here on earth.
当耶稣来的时候，他来的在地上人眼里看的是个很小的国家，他甚至在这个小国家里还住在靠近边境的地方。然后呢，他只是完全的，全时的服侍，也就是3年半的这么一段时间里。
So you might say, well, if Jesus were living today.Wouldn't that be better for us?
你会说呢？哎，是不是耶稣活在今天，会不会对我们会更好一点？
You know, I've heard people say that. I wish Jesus were alive today. Then I could understand him. I could believe him.
我听到过很多人这么说。我真很盼望耶稣今天还活着。那这样的话，我能更好的看见他，更好的理解他。
What kind of reception would he get today, though?
那他今天会得着什么样的接待呢
？If he was born in Israel today, he would find just as much hostility as in his own time.
如果他今天活在生在今天的以色列，他会在得到在 今天的世界里得到和当时一样的敌意啊。
But there's something better. He's not going to be born again. He's not coming back to earth again. He came once. But now he's living in millions of believers around the world. We are his witnesses.
所以是有个更好的事情会比他今天再来一次更好，因为他来过一次，他做的事情已经完成了，他复活了，他升天了，这个事情已经好了，他再来就是要审判了。但是呢，有一个比他今天还活着更好的，是他有千千万万的信徒，基督是活在他们里面，他们是神的见证，基督的见证，他们把神的样式能够显明给地上更多的人看。
And so there are millions of little Christ ones with the Spirit of God dwelling in them in every language, every country, all around the world.
在每一个 语言的环境里，在每一个国家里，在每世界的每一个角落里，都有神真正重生得救的孩子。那它里面有一个小小的基督活出来，然后就把这基督的样子展现给身边的人看。
Yeah, you think that there's places in the world where there's no Christian witness.
然后你会说呢，在这个世界上可能没有基督徒的见证啊。
I was in Yemen, you know Yemen, the country of Yemen. And now there's a civil war. It was just beginning when I left. I had to leave then. But I was in Yemen just before the civil war started.
对，他想表达就是有一些地方大家可能认为没有这种基督的样子啊，所以他说他去过也门，他去也门的时候呢，那时候是有内战的，然后他离开的时候那时候内战就要开打了。
I was visiting two missionaries that were commended from 16th Avenue to the work at Yemen.
那我去呢是拜访两个传教士啊，是我们这个教会派出去的去也门的两个传教士。
You know, Marcus and Anya Coppers.
是两个弟兄啊。
So, I was visiting them there, and, I was very surprised to meet, a Christian from Ethiopia.
然后在那呢，我很意外地碰到了一个从埃塞俄比亚来的一个基督徒啊。
And there were a number of Ethiopian Christians in that city with all these Muslims around.
然后那个国家大部分都是这个伊斯兰教的，但是有一些基督徒。
But because they were foreigners, they weren't bothered too much.
然后因为他们是外国人啊，所以他们不会特别受搅扰。
But then what was what became more exciting for me and difficult to understand, or not difficult, what was surprised me, I guess, was when I lived with the Cappers, there was a young Egyptian man had come from Egypt with another couple. They were born-again believers that had a heart for the Yemeni people. They desired to preach the gospel in Yemen. And they were from Egypt. You know? Now we think of Egypt as being totally all Muslim, or there's the Greek, or not the Greek, but there's a Coptic Christian, but they're only Christian in name only.
所以他们还碰到一对从埃及来的这个基督徒啊，那他们也去也门，但是交流的时候发现呢，他们生活在埃及按道理是个完完全全伊斯兰教的国家了，那居然他们在那也是有很多的这个服侍，有很多的基督的这个弟兄姊妹在那。
Yeah, so these Egyptian Christians, they had given up everything at home and moved to Yemen. They were going to open up a little coffee shop. There are no coffee shops in Yemen. They're all tea shops and coffee. And then they would begin to witness for the Lord Jesus.
那他们从埃及出来的时候也是想去也门传福音的，因为那时候也门很乱。然后当他们过去的时候就把一切的东西在埃及都卖了，然后在也门开了一个小小的咖啡店，因为也门只有这个卖茶的，不没有卖咖啡的。所以他们在借着咖啡店来做一些主的事工。
And so I was very surprised that from an unlikely place, people would come to a place like Yemen where you don't hear about any Christian witness. It's against the law for the Yemenis to believe in Jesus, to change from Muslim to Christian.
所以我很难想象这样的例子啊，从一个本来就已经有逼迫的国家，还有人到更糟糕的地方，像也门啊，也门就是信主是犯法的。
And if
a
Yemeni becomes a Christian, their family will kill them.
所以当也门人如果他真的信主了以后，他的家庭的成员因为全都是穆斯林啊，会杀了他的。
So then they have to move to another country.
所以他必须得逃出这个国家，去到其他国家去。
I met two young Syrian boys there.
我在那碰到两个叙利亚的男孩。
And they were two young men in their late teens and early 20s.
他们两个人都是大概18、9岁、20出头的样子。
And they were Christians.
他们都是信主的。
And I said, what is your story?
那我就问他们，你们的故事是什么样的？
He said, my father was a journalist in Damascus.
他说我的父亲呢是大马士革的一个记者。
And he began to criticize the al-Bashar regime.
他们开始他父亲跟他写了一个文章去攻击当时那个叙利亚的那个总统叫巴沙尔。
He was put in prison.
然后就被抓起来。
And it was there that he heard the gospel from some Christians that were in prison.
所以呢当他在监狱的时候呢有人给他传了福音啊他就信主了。
And he got saved in the prison.The journalist.
就这个他的父亲这个记者是在监狱里信主的。
The whole family had to move to another country.
然后呢他整个家庭都必须搬出这个叙利亚搬到其他地方去。
So now we have Ethiopians coming to Yemen to witness. We have the Egyptians coming to Yemen to witness. We have the Syrians going to Yemen to witness.
所以你会看见他们就在一个也门这么小的国家他能碰到从埃塞俄比亚来的来做主见证的，从那个埃及来的，也从叙利亚来的，都来是为主做见证的。
And also we had some Canadians going there.
当然了，就是因为我们也有一些加拿大的人过去了，因为本来也是。
So you can see God has His people everywhere. There's no such thing as a closed door for God.
所以上帝有他为他做见证的人，在世界的每一个角落。所以世界上没有一个地方说这个门是关着的。
If Christ was on the world and the earth today, there'd be many peoples that couldn't come to Him.
如果基督今天还在地上，大家都到他那里去了，但是还是有很多人没有办法到他那里去。
But the millions of Christians around the world can take the Word of God everywhere.
但是呢，今天这个样子呢，有千千万万的基督徒，基督在他里面，他能带着神的话，在每一个角落，地上的每一个角落都能听见他的话了。
I just look at all these Chinese missionaries here.
所以我今天看见在座的都是中国的传教士，把神的样子活出来，就把话语给。
It's a wonderful thing.
这是个非常非常美好的事情。
See now where Jesus was one man in one small country. Now he is spread all over the world.
那在当时呢，他耶稣只是一个人，他在一个小的国家。那今天呢千千万万的人把福音已经传到了地极。
And not only that, but we have his word.
那不单如此呢我们还有他的话他的道。
And wherever you go, it says the same thing.
因为你不管走到哪里呢我们讲的都是这本书上的。
It says the same thing for 2,000 years.
因为我们讲的这2000年里讲的都是一样的内容。
The same message, right?
同样的话。
By the same witnesses.
同样的见证。
And so, if we only had one teacher in one place, we'd have to go there and make appointments to sit in the auditorium to hear him.
如果我们只有一个老师当时坐在一个地方，那我们所有的全球的人都得跑到他那去跟他约时间了，得排时间表了。
But now, each of us, we got his word, his personal word recorded by the Holy Spirit that we can open up in our own bedrooms at any time we want.
那今天呢，我们有他的道，有他从他自己而来的这个话语，我每天自己在自己的房间里就能打开，在圣灵的带领下，我们就能够学习。
So you can see now that when, as we look back here now, the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came directly through Jesus Christ to you and to me.
所以十七节说到，律法本是摩西传的，然后恩典和真理是直接由耶稣基督来的，是从他里面出来的。
Now, verse 18.
那十八节说呢？
No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, or the only begotten Son, who is in the Father's side, at the Father's side, has made him known.
从来没有人见过看见神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So, the statement, no one has ever seen God.
那这里的表述是从来没有人看见神。
You might ask the question then,who did Adam see in the garden?
啊，你会问这个问题啊？那亚当在伊甸园里看见的是什么
？Who did Abraham see when he sat in his tent door in the heat of the day?
那这里又有个问题，那亚伯拉罕在他的这个帐篷里前面，他看见的那个又是谁呢？
Who did Moses see when he went up on the mountain and said, Lord, show me your face?
那摩西到那个西乃山上去的时候跟人说，主啊，你让我看见你的面，那又是谁呢？
And who did Ezekiel see when he had a vision of cherubims and wheels and fiery wheels and a throne and a figure above?
那以西结在以西结书一开始看见那个异象，那天空中有基路伯所围绕的那个神的宝座，那个又是谁呢？
Who did they all see?
那他们都看见的是什么？
Well, they didn't see God in his essential being. In his essential or his personal being.
The real.
His real being, yes.
所以他们看见的不是那个神，位格显现的是那个真正的本体啊。
You know, Adam and Eve, they had fellowship with God as God came into the garden. It was probably a spiritual fellowship. There may have not have been a figure. There may have been some type of figure, but it wasn't, the real God in view.
所以亚当在伊甸园里看见的不是那个肉眼看见那个真正的那个本体的神啊。
And we think of Abraham when he was down in Mamre and he was waiting, he was sitting in his tent door in the heat of the day, letting the cool wind come by, and all of a sudden he sees three men.
当亚伯拉罕坐在他帐篷口的时候呢，那当凉风吹来，哎，他看见突然来了三个人。
And he gets up quickly.
然后他快速站起来。
And he runs and meets them and bows down before them.
然后他迎接他们，然后在他面前鞠躬，敬拜他们。
And he invites them in for a meal.
然后他把他们邀请进来，来吃一顿饭。
It turns out that this is God and two angels.
这事实上是上帝和两个天使。
But Abraham didn't see God. He saw only God taking a form.
所以他没有看见那个神，他是看见神有一个采取了一个形体啊。
He might appear as light, as he did in the temple.
那他完全可能是以一个光，在圣殿里的光的形象出来的。
He could appear as a man, as he did to Abraham.
他可以以人的形体来跟亚伯拉罕说话。
Sometimes he appears in the Old Testament as an angel.
他有的时候在旧约里直接显现成一个天使的形象。
And sometimes as a strange vision.Heavenly vision that is not really clear.
那有的时候很可能是一个非常奇怪的天上的异象，异象呢你不能明白。
But God is a spirit.
因为神是个灵。
And no one has seen God at any time. That's what John says here.
这就是没有一个人用肉眼其实见过神。这就是圣经在接着约翰讲的这个意思。
So no one up to that time had ever laid their eyes upon the Lord Jesus. Never set eyes on him.
那在历史上从来没有人见过神，看见过神。
But it says, the one who is at the side of the Father or in the heart of God, God wanted to express himself to us, and that expression was Jesus Christ.
那只有那一个在父怀里的独生子把它表明出来，就是父怀里是在从父心里的出来的，上帝特别盼望要把这样的形象的展给我们看。
He's the only Son of God, the one and only.
他是那父的独生子。
Well, we find the Lord Jesus, displaying, we might say, what God, who God it really is.
那我们看见耶稣其实是把神真正是什么样的表达表明出显明出来的。
Remember what, in John, later on in John's Gospel, we read there that in John 14, John chapter 14.
我们看一下约翰福音的十四章。
And Philip, one of the disciples on the night the Lord Jesus was betrayed, verse 8.
第八节。
Chapter 14, verse 8.
十四章八节，一百九十二页。
Father, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us.
然后腓力呢，就是耶稣的一个使徒，一个门徒，对他说：“求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”
And Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father."
耶稣却对他说呢：“腓力，你与我同，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我？”我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。
He said, "Don't you believe that I'm in the Father?"
你怎么说将父显给我们看呢
？And the Father is in me.
I 我在父里面。
That's right. So there we have the Lord Jesus expressing Himself a divine unity with the Father bodily on earth.
所以这是耶稣表达他自己啊，他是。是从父里面来的啊，但他跟父又是合一的。他来的这个形态呢，就是以一个肉身耶稣的形态住在地上。
He says, Philip, I've been with you for 3.5 years. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
所以他告诉腓力说呢，你呀、啊，跟我住了三年半了，在一起，你看见我的什么样子，就天父就是个样子。
In other words, he's saying to him, think it over, Philip.Take a look, remember what looking at me in all my experiences with you and with others, and you've seen God, his life lived out here on earth.
所以他说你腓力你要想一想你在我里面的就都是从神来的这我就是父的表达了。
We think about some of the what would God be like? You know, you might know what your close friends are like. Some of them might have a very soft heart. Others might have a quick temper.That you've got to be careful about. But otherwise, very nice person, but watch that temper. Each of us have different kind of personalities, don't we?
所以你可以想想，假设是我们的朋友，有个人可能很温和，但是另外一个人呢，他是个好人，但是他很容易发脾气。其他一切都好， 所以每一个人呢都会有一些的性格啊，就是这是我们的一个样子。
But each of us has our limits.
但是我们每一个人都有自己的有限的地方。
And we tend to be unbalanced or uneven in different ways.
所以我们常常会做不到平衡啊。
But not so the Lord Jesus.
但耶稣不是这样的。
He was perfect in all his ways.
他在他所有的方面都是完美的。
Every situation in every situation, his response was perfect.
在每一个环境里，他的反应、他的表达都是完美的。
If it required compassion, he was very compassionate.
如果需要的是关怀，那他给的就是关怀。
There was the story of a leper in Mark chapter 1.
可以读一个小的故事。
Mark chapter 1.
这是马可福音的一章。63页，新约的63页。
Mark chapter 1 and verse 41.
41节。新约的马可福音一章四十一节。
We read in verse 40 that a man with leprosy came to him and begged on his knees, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说，你若肯必能叫我洁净了。
Notice this poor man.
你注意这个可怜的人呢、啊。
You know about leprosy in the scriptures. A leper was confined to the outskirts of the city. They were not allowed in the city.
你们都知道圣经里讲的，我们知道的这个大麻风是很可怕，他们不能够和外人接触，他们是被圈在一个地方住的。
They were isolated physically and socially.
他们是无论是有形的身体还是社会的关系，其实都是被切断的。
And they couldn't come near anyone.
他们不能接触，甚至不能够走近任何人。
And when they came, they would have to put their hands to their mouth like this and say, unclean, unclean.
所以当他在路上走的时候啊，他只能什么？他必须把手啊搁在这个嘴巴上面，然后喊说不洁净，不洁净。
And so, when you think of a leper, they were completely isolated. They lost all social contacts.
然后他完完全全被割裂了，和这个整个社会割裂了。
And so notice what happens here.
然后你看见发生了什么呢？
He falls on his knees and he begs him. He's heard about Jesus.
然后呢，四十节说他跪下来，他求耶稣。
And listen to this poor man. He says, if you're willing, you can make me clean.
然后这个人说呢，你要是肯呢，你一定会可以使我洁净。
See, this man then understood the power of God.
所以这个人是相信神的大能啊。
But he didn't know the compassion of God.
但是他不知道神的大爱。
I know you can make me clean, but if you're willing, but I'm nothing. I'm a dirty, filthy leper.
所以他知道上帝有这个能力，他说。但是我是个大麻风，我是个肮脏的人，我不知道你肯不肯，所以我不知道你是不是爱我，但我知道你一定可以。他知道他大能，不知道他大爱。
Now most people, if the beggar came near them, the leper, they would pull back, stay away, stay away, stay away.
如果大部分人呢看见一个大麻风的乞丐到面前来，就是走开。
Because some of those leper, some of that leprosy was very contagious.
因为这样的大麻风是非常强传染性的。
But what did Jesus, what was his reaction there?
那耶稣这边的反应是什么呢?
It was complete. Completely compassionate. He says, filled with compassion.
所以他这里说,他完全里面满了都是慈心。他有动了那个爱心。
It wasn't just a quick impulse of pity.
他并不是说呢,一个突然之间一个怜悯的冲动而打来的。
He was full of compassion.
他里面就出了满满的都是爱。
He understood all about what that man had lost.
他完全明白这个人已经失去的是什么东西。
And all that he had suffered.
他所经历的一切的苦难。
Separated from his friends and family and now socially and physically isolated.
所以他一直是在自己的亲人当中受了很多的苦啊，就是他完完全全被这个世界所抛弃。
And how did he demonstrate his compassion?
那他怎么样把自己的爱表达出来呢？
He's going to heal him, yes.
他要医治他，马上就要医治他，没问题。
Because he's willing.
因为他愿意。
Wherever there is illness, wherever there's a need, and there's a believing heart, God will touch that heart.
任何时候，只要那人有信心，他有需要，上帝就总是会触碰他的心。
He's full of compassion.
因为他满满的都是爱。
But notice what he does to the man.
然后你注意他怎么来对待这个人的。
It's a motion that Mark records. He puts out his hand and he touches the man.
那这是一个马可记下的一个动作啊，他伸手啊，他去摸他。
That man had never felt the touch of someone's hand upon him for years, probably as long as he'd had his leprosy.
这个人应该是他得了大麻风之后啊，第一次有人摸他。
He bridged that gap. He showed his compassion stretched out and met the deepest need of that man, which was acceptance.
所以他用这样的行为啊，用一个我们人看来很小的一个行为，他满足的是这个大麻风里面的真实的特别深的那个需要。
I'm willing, he says.
然后他就用这样的方式来告诉那大麻风说：“我愿意。
”Be clean.
你洁净了吧。
And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cured.
然后大麻风及时离开他，他就洁净了。
And then, what about his the opposite of that? Was the Lord Jesus ever angry?
那反面呢？是耶稣有没有生气的时候呢
？Is there such a thing as righteous anger?
有没有这样公义的愤怒呢？义怒呢
？Oh yes.
当然有。
Let's turn.Mark, just over to Mark chapter 3.
我们再往后翻一章，那马可的三章，翻两章。
And we read there Mark chapter 3. There, another time he went into the synagogue.
65页。
And there's a man with a shriveled hand there.
三章一节，耶稣又进了会堂，在那里有一个人枯干了一只手。
And there were some...There they were looking for a reason that they might accuse Jesus. So they watched him closely to see if he would heal on the Sabbath day.
那众人呢窥探呢耶稣在安息日医治不医治，意思要控告耶稣。
What wickedness!
那是多么邪恶的想法。
That the Lord Jesus, they'd look at him to see if he'd heal some poor person that was handicapped on the Sabbath day.
他们在居然想要看耶稣是不是要在安息日医治一些特别需要的病重的人。
Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hands, "Stand up here in front of everyone."
耶稣对那枯干一只手的人说：“起来，站在当中。”
Then Jesus asked him, "What is lawful to do on the Sabbath? To do good or evil? To save life or to kill?"
耶稣又问众人说：“在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？”
What is it? He says.
他就说哪样是可以。
And he looked around at them in anger. It says.
然后他怒目。
He was deeply distressed.
周围看他们，忧愁他们的心刚硬啊。
At their stubborn hearts. It was for religion that they were saying that he should not heal on the Sabbath day.
因为出于人的宗教啊。人们才说你不能在安息日去医治别人。
So, he looked around them, he was very angry. That was righteous anger against their stubborn, unbelieving hearts.
所以他周围看了一圈啊，他就为他们的心硬啊，为这些来愤怒，这就是义怒。
Or on another occasion, twice as a matter of fact, when he went into the temple to cleanse the temple.
在另外的一些场合里，他去到圣殿里，他要洁净这个圣殿。
He drove out the money changers. He drove out the people that were buying and selling at high prices, sacrifices that the people needed for the feast days.
他把圣殿里那些卖牛羊的兑换银钱的那些那个大祭司要做的那些生意啊，全部赶出去。
He said, you made my father's house a den of robbers. You've been robbing the people.
然后他说你使我的父亲的殿啊都成了贼窝了，都是在抢劫别人的地方。
And one man, Jesus, he was a man. He was able to drive out all the money changers and all those who bought and sold and overturn the tables.
那就一个人的力量，耶稣基督啊，他能把所有的这些换银钱的都赶出去。
Because he had, it was the righteous anger of a righteous man.
这是一个从义人来的义怒啊。
So,
他有这样的能力。
When we read there in John's Gospel about the Lord Jesus.
所以当我们回到约翰福音里面讲到这个十八节这个耶稣基督的形象。
He says, no one has ever seen God at any time.
他说从来没有人看见神。
But he who is at the Father's side has made him known.
只有在父怀里的独生子就是耶稣将他表明出来在他的生命当中。
In his life and his ministry, completely told the world what the Father is really like.
在他的生命，在他的一切的服事当中，他就告诉了全世界，这是什么样，他的父亲是什么样的。
So if we want to know who the invisible, powerful, all knowing God, the one that made the universe, how do we know what he's like?
So
we look at Jesus.
我们特别想知道那。看不见的那个特别大能的神到底是怎么样的？我们看耶稣就看清楚。
He's the same.
他们是一样的，父和子是一样的。
He who has seen me has seen the Father.
那对见看见我的就看见了神，看见了父。
Let's we pray?
Yeah. Okay.我们一起来祷告哈，今天就停到这。我们在天上的父，谢谢您带领我们，学习您的真理，查考您的话语。谢谢您把耶稣赐下，把您的形象表明给我们看，让我们看见您是何等的爱我们，让我们看见，我们是何等的蒙福，能在信心里承受您的恩典啊！不但与我们过去所犯的罪能够得着洁净，得着您的宽恕和赦免，我们更在这个基础上能够丰盛的承受您里面的恩典，父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
你还可以放了，哎，好，谢谢。